Hello, Poddlers. Coming up, a little bit of this fella.
We have movies like Twins, when he shows his softer side and uses more air flowing through his throat to appear more sensitive.
Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
With the warm weather approaching, our new batch of unique merch for you early birds is a choice of bespoke sauces. You can either win Matt's hot sauce, Clough, or my sweet barbecue sauce, Fountain of Youth. And to win one, all you need to do is become a sauce whisperer. A giant splodge of sauce has gone all over a clip from yesterday's show. All you need do is tell me what's missing. And this snippet comes from yesterday's round of Five Words, Five Grand, when we were blessed with a perfect amount of chaos in the shape of competitor Yvonne. Have a little listen to this.
I can't believe I'm talking to you. I've seen you on The Weakest Link. You were up against Vassos, weren't you?
I was, yeah. Yeah, and I got down to the last three and he bested me and got down. Yeah, well, I had to because I was voted off. I didn't want that.
So, what did listener Yvonne accuse me of doing on The Weakest Link? Is it A cartwheel, or B, walking off? A cartwheel, or B, walking off? So, your names and your answers, A or B.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's time now on The Breakfast Show to find another sauce whisperer. Hoping to be just that on line one is Gareth. Good morning, Gareth.
Hey, morning team.
Gareth, hello. Welcome along to the show. Gareth is an English and drama teacher, ages 11 through 18. He loves The Main Station and occasionally, when he's feeling, dare I say it, naughty, some 80s and some 90s as well from across the network. Gareth, it's great having you on the show. Let me ask you about the big Shakespeare debate, shall I? As an English and drama teacher, do you think you can teach Shakespeare in text form to the youth, or do you think it needs to be performed and enjoyed as a piece of drama and kind of analysed in that aspect?
Okay, so books should be read, poetry should be heard, and plays should be seen. I think actually a balance is better. And when we teach Shakespeare, certainly to the lower children, we do something called whoosh, which is we sort of semi-act it out, semi-read it at the same time. Lots of mania in the classroom, running around, getting props, sitting down, standing up. So it makes it a lot more fun, a lot more accessible.
Oh, great.
Thanks, Gareth. I feel like we should give a round of applause.
Yes. It's really profound.
Yeah. Hashtag keep the arts alive.
We simply must.
Yeah. Whenever I'm joined by a teacher on air, I always ask him the Shakespeare question, and no one's ever had a clear, concise
answer.
So well done, Gareth. We're going to give you the sauce anyway, because you're educating the youth, and that's really important. But let's talk about one. I think if there's a display of real intelligence, intellect on national television, it was me on The Weakest Link, right?
Yeah,
so let's take it back to this. okay, Gareth, it's like that,
he's
is it?
The sauce. He's like, just lost like the sauce. Way too exuberant in the laughter there.
Anyway, Yvonne, who was playing Five Words, Five Grand yesterday, had seen me on The Weakest Link. She accused me of doing something. Was it a cartwheel or was it walking off?
Was definitely walking off, Dave.
Let's see if you're right. Here we go.
I can't believe I'm talking to you. I've seen you on The Weakest Link. You were up against Vassos, weren't you?
I was, yeah. And I got down to the last three and he bested me and got
you
down to the last
away.
Two. Yeah, well, I had to walk away because I was voted off. I didn't want to walk away.
Okay, so you're absolutely right. You've got a sauce, but the big question right now is, which one do you want? Now, there is Matt's hot sauce called Clough. There is my sweet barbecue sauce. It has a little bit of heat running through it.
Yeah.
It's called Fountain
of
Youth.
Very nice. It's got a great label.
Now, currently, it's my head on a baby's body. So, you're into that. So, it's 2-0 at the moment, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Clough's 2-0 up.
Two listeners so far have chosen a bottle of Clough. What are you going to go for, Gareth?
Well, barbecue sauce is the poster boy, but Clough, like the man himself, is unique. And unfortunately, he's speaking to a Nottingham boy, so...
They're all coming through.
Is it only people from Nottingham who are up at this time of the day?
We need to start vetting.
I deliberately phoned in because I want Clough to smash it.
You're going to love it, Gareth.
It is a very tasty sauce. Gareth, it was lovely talking Shakespeare sauce and laughing at my appearance on The Weakest Link with you. So thank you very much indeed for tuning in. Have a great day ahead.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Warmest of welcomes to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. It's just come in. It says, morning, guys. Could you please wish my amazing husband, Thomas, a very happy 40th birthday? I know you don't normally do shout-outs, Dave. So until you read it back, you realise how cruel you've been in your role as a breakfast show host. But it's true. You know, you only ever get shout-outs after 9 a.m. and you do have to work hard for them, you know.
So what's this? What's going on?
I don't know. Maybe I'm just feeling soft.
Yeah, wow.
I mean, that maybe...
Don't succumb to it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Don't say anymore.
Just say sorry.
Have a mediocre birthday.
Yeah. It's Thomas. He's 40.
Oh, it's a big one.
It says something... about if I do it in a kind of, like, laid-back, like, I don't really care kind of... honestly, the best human being we know. La-di-da-di-da.
Blah, blah.
Much love. Charlotte, George, Freddie and Ruby. La-di-da-di-da. Whatever.
That was lovely, Dave.
Whatever. That was nice. Yeah, it was a touching moment.
It was cool.
That
was you sat in your chair the wrong way around. It was cool.
Yeah, I've turned my baseball cap round. Yeah, whatever. Shout-outs. Matt Dyson, moving on. Yes. It's a social ammunition.
Yes.
What have you got for us?
Another entry in the quirky British train announcer files on social ammo. It's quite a big one. There's so many of them out there.
A delicate line to walk. Because some of them, yes,
some
you've gone viral, I understand why.
Yeah.
Others, please be quiet.
Well, this guy is a Welsh train conductor who used to be in a Christian heavy metal band.
Okay.
And now he has he's achieved cult status by singing on his train announcements. Chris Edwards is his name, 61-year-old from Newport. He sang a total of 220 songs, apparently, on his journey.
What a train journey.
Around the West Country and parts of England. And, here's a little clip of him in action.
Okay.
It's across the station. Your next stop.
He really goes for it.
I like it.
It's not half-hearted.
No.
And then he does some more sort of...
Next station ahead will be Gloucester. Da 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 da. As it's your station, it's time to get ready to leave. Da 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 da. Station.
Yeah.
If English isn't your first language and you're a tourist, you must just be absolutely pleased to tell me where we're going.
What is going on? What is going on? Apparently his bosses know about it and they encourage it. They're not telling him to stop. They say, yeah, do more of it. But he refuses to rap.
Says he, I mean.
Wow, yeah.
Has anyone gone to the bosses and asked what they think of?
But it's all very different from his music in a band called Third Day Rising, the Christian metal band that he used to be in. He's retiring in about a year's time, so get on those trains if you want to hear him live now.
I like it.
Or you miss out. And then another story this morning is a guy I'm obsessed with on Instagram who does an impression of Arnie. My feed is just him and old Cilla Black songs at the moment from the 90s. Richard A. Zuniga Jr. is his name.
Okay.
Geekfire Inc. on Instagram. Someone asked him, how is your impression of Arnie so good? Every inflection and pronunciation is perfect.
It can't be that good.
And he's given us a guide to how to sound like Arnie, and you'll hear how good it is.
The key to a good Arnold is not just to study his movies. Put those cookies down! It is also important to study the duality of Arnold. You have movies like Twins, when he shows his softer side and uses more air flowing through his throat to appear more sensitive.
Oh.
And there is Kindergarten Cup, when he must be an authority to the children. No more is your mother gonna wipe your little tushies. Oh no, there is no bathroom. And of course, you have to nail the good lines. I'll be back. See you at the party, Richter. Work on your Arnold and pester and annoy all of your friends, family, and co-workers. Get to the Arnold. Come on, do it now. What are you waiting for?
Wow, he's so good.
Screaming Arnold is beautiful.
So thing. Good.
I'll share it on my Instagram stories. You'll be talking about it later, and I've saved your date.
At the Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
So here we go again with radio's easiest game to play, the hardest one to win. Match five words with a member of the Breakfast Show team. Win yourself £5,000. And hoping to do just that is Ian. Good morning, Ian.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Welcome Hi. To the show. Ian is a paramedic in Essex. He loves the main station and once, whilst playing along, matched 4 out of 5. Who was that with, Ian?
That was last week. I think it was Erica when she won the £5,000.
Oh, you matched it with another competitor, not a member of the team. Wow, take that, guys. Let's see if Erica's on the random play generator, shall we? No, it's just the same old stuff. It's just Matt, Anna or Glenn. Let's give it a spin. Here we go.
Matt Dyson.
Anna Geary.
Glenn Moore.
It is the Pothole Princess.
Good luck, Ian.
Thank you. Good luck.
Anna is making her way out of the studio, and therefore she cannot hear anything that we're about to discuss. And what we're about to discuss, Ian, is five words. Five simple little words. I'm going to give them to you, and I want you to say the first word that comes to mind, or, of course, the first word you think Anna Geary is most likely to give, because if she says the same thing as you, then you can have the £5,000. Good luck.
Cheers.
Your first word this morning is under.
Over.
Mm-hmm.
Listen.
Listen. Listen. Oh, quietly.
Oh. Listen quietly, yeah.
Goal.
Score.
Personal.
Oh, keeper. Oh, personal. Details.
Good.
And finally, Ian, your word is... Time. T-I-M-E.
Time. Traveller.
Very good. Mm.
Come on.
Come on.
How are you feeling about this, Ian?
I'm on edge. I'm on edge. I've been doing, you know, star jumps and squat thrusts all morning.
Okay, well, we have your five words. They are locked in. Please do wait right there because Anna Geary is in play. Next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Anna Geary is back in the studio. She is ready to play.
God bless the pothole.
Will pothole be one of her answers today? We'll find out in a moment as Ian is ready to play for £5,000. Good luck to you, Ian.
Cheers, Dave.
Okay.
Come on, Anna.
I will do my best for you, Ian.
Under.
Over.
Correct.
Yes.
Nice, nice, nice. Listen.
Listen.
Mm.
Hear?
Oh, it was pothole.
Ian was working smart. He's given pothole for every answer. we had listen quietly from Ian, who obviously used to be a primary school teacher, it would seem. It's the only place you ever hear that.
Or worked in a library, maybe.
Yeah, listen quietly. So you've not won the money, unfortunately, Ian. I'm really sorry about
Ian.
That. Let's do the remaining words, shall we? Just for the stats. What have you got for...
Yes, go for it.
What have you got for goal?
Post.
Oh.
Good.
Yeah, it's score. Wheelhouse from Ian there.
Yeah.
Personal.
Information.
Details.
Oh, close. Nearly.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh
no.
Yeah. Hannah, what's going on?
And finally, T-I-M-E, time.
Travel.
Traveller.
Oh, traveler. Oh, no.
So close.
Ian, a charm having you on the show. Keep up the great work as a paramedic. Send our regards to everybody. Great having you tuned in, my friend.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. Home
of this.
Dave Berry presents Kids World Records.
So, a couple of weeks ago, we embarked on another adventure together. We want to get a child to break a Guinness World Record, and your help, as always, has been invaluable. You've spent the last couple of weeks sending in your suggestions for records for kids to break, and we've had the brilliant, to the bizarre, to the downright absurd. We had suggestions from begrudging parents like most inane questions asked in 10 minutes from Jane, most mess made in a freshly cleaned house in a minute from Pete, and most times a child can say, are we nearly there yet? Are we nearly there yet? In one car journey from Oliver. Some weird ones included most worms eaten in a minute from Darren, or most kids in a box. That came in from listener Tina.
Disturbing.
Most different school uniforms worn by a child in 1 minute when we were joined on air listener Lenny. Ella, who also joined us live on the show, suggested most tomatoes squished with a flip-flop in under a minute. Thank you once again, Ella. Nice suggestion. So we appreciate all of them, but we've had to whittle it down. And now it is nearly time to find out which record will get the Guinness endorsement. And joining us on the show right now, from Guinness World Records, it is Mark. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Oh, Mark, welcome along to the show. It's so great working alongside you guys because you are an institution. How serious is this for you and how strict are you going to be in your judgment?
Oh, I mean, it's very serious for us. You know, we're in the business of record breaking, so that is our bread and butter. So we're going to be taking it very, very seriously. So we'll be, you know, poring over these suggestions and, you know, being very strict with our approvals.
So are there many kids with world records?
Not a great amount, to be perfectly honest with you. So we've only just recently introduced our kids' record bracket, so those records open to specifically to under 16. So as far as you know, a kids' record versus an adult record, it's a lot harder to get a kids' record because there's not as many of them.
Well, I don't know if you're aware of this, Mark, but this all started because my daughter, who's 5 years old, she said, Daddy, can kids have world records? And I said, gee, I don't know. I'll find out. Cut to a few weeks later, we're going to get one child to try and break one, and we're joined by an aficionado
you've made
from
it
World
happen.
Records.
She's
happening.
Happy.
It is. Evie, are you happy now? So what's the strangest world record that you've presided over? Not just kids, but in general, Mark, in your career.
I've been able to see the weird and the wonderful from all around the world. I got the opportunity to go to Bosnia and see the largest fish due. So it was about just shy of 4,000 kilograms of fish due
that
I had. I had the privilege of tasting in front of a very large crowd.
Big bouillabaisse.
God. So what does a giant fish stew taste like then, Mark, is the question?
It tastes pretty similar to a small fish stew, but, you know, just on a larger scale.
Wow.
Yeah. Ask a stupid question, as the old saying goes. So is that also the strangest place that you've been? I imagine being in Bosnia, surrounded by millions of people making a giant fish stew, that also ticks that box, or have you been up mountains or underground, or what else has gone on?
Well, it's again, the job's one of those exciting ones where you get to go to places you wouldn't normally get to go to, you know, like going to Bosnia. I got to go to Kosovo to see the largest pine cone mosaic.
And
you end up going to places and doing things you wouldn't normally expect. So I went all the way to Vietnam to adjudicate an attempt. And the record, it was the largest speed dating event. So, you know, going to Vietnam to see the culture and then spend the afternoon with a lot of speed daters.
Wow. Are you single, Mark? Did you join in?
Unfortunately not, no.
I can imagine you sitting there going, do you like fish stew?
So, I have to remain impartial.
Okay. There's a kind of, you know, I've done both in my career over the years, but there is a kind of a rule in television and radio, never work with children or animals. It's something that people have said for decades now. Is that true when it comes to breaking world records? Is it Is it best not to work with children and animals, or is it just all fair game?
Well, we've got records for both children and animals, so, you know, if you want to be a record breaker, then the doors are open for both.
Did each and every individual fish get a record for being in that giant stew?
Awarded posthumously, yeah.
So, Mark, it's been great talking with you, and I'm so pleased to say you're going to be staying on The Breakfast Show for a little bit longer, because it is nearly time to reveal the world record that we are going to enlist a child to try and break. Mark, from Guinness World Records, stay right there. All will be revealed next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Dave Berry presents Kids World Records.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. If you're just joining us, Mark from the Guinness World Records is on line one. It is time to reveal the world record that we have chosen collectively from your suggestions that we are going to get a child to break. Now, Mark.
Yes.
Don't be so sheepish. You're in this with me. We have decided that we would like to find one child to, and this was a suggestion that came in from a listener by the name of Richard, who actually joined us live on the show, and we loved it straight away. So it's been in the maybe pile for some time. We are going to find a child to peel the most satsumas in a minute. That's the record.
That's the one.
We're going to break. Mark, what are your thoughts on this?
I like it. My immediate thought is I would probably change satsuma to mandarin. Because by having mandarin, it'll be able to incorporate the whole Easy Peeler family. You know,
having your... thanks for naming the Daily Podcast as well, Mark.
Oh, so they're all part of the mandarin thing, are they?
Yeah, so you've got your clementines, tangerines, satsumas, the whole...
Yeah, wow.
Oh, the whole lot.
Okay, so let's... Most mandarins peeled in a minute. Listener Richard says that the reason he would like this to be a record is because he's fed up with peeling satsumas for his daughters. So he wants to see a kid actually do it and have video and audio evidence that it can be done. So let's get into this. How will it be decided then? Are we going to set a number of mandarin, or are we going to set a time constraint? What do you think? What's your expert opinion on this, Mark?
So I think having the most peeled in 1 minute makes sense. So what we'll do now is we'll go away and just look at rules for it. As I said, we'll be open to interpretation, the type of mandarin that the kids want to use. But we'll do a little bit of road testing to see how many we can actually peel within the time frame. I've got two boys of my own, so I think I'll be putting them to work to test the average speed of peeling of a 5-year-old to see how we can go on, and then we'll be able to set a challenge for the kids.
Okay, what are your kids' names? Do you want to give them a little shout out on the breakfast show this morning?
Yeah, Archer and Riley.
Oh, morning, Archer and Riley. How lovely having Daddy on the show. So what about the size of the mandarin? Is there going to be a regulation size? Are we going to try and make sure that each individual mandarin is of a similar size? Or does that not really matter here, do you think, Mark?
So with our kids' records, we leave them very much open to interpretation so that the kids can, you know, do their best to find the best way to break the record. So in this instance, I think it's down to them to find the right mandarin for the job.
He's a one-man podcast naming machine.
This is such a great segment, isn't it, this?
Hey!
Nicely done.
Okay, Mark, listen, it has been an absolute joy having you here on the show this morning. Thank you so much for telling us so many of the weird and wonderful things that you've been fortunate enough to be part of as part of your job. And we're so excited to invite you here to the studio to oversee the most mandarins peeled in 1 minute world record attempt. Mark, we'll speak to you real soon.
Looking forward to it.
Take care, my friend. And so, we have our world record. Now we need the golden child/golden children. If you are listening to this right now and you're under the age of 16, or if you're a parent and you think your kid could have a stab at this, well, get in touch right now. The number is 81215.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to Absolute Radio, where real music matters, as does giving you something to talk about throughout the day that might tickle your pickle and those you love and know the best. In other words, it's time for the social ammunition.
Extra, extra, extra.
What's the bonus tidbit for our brains, Matt?
A little music lesson today. I know how much you're into the recorder, Dave, and all its woodwind instruments.
It was senior management who took it away from me.
Exactly.
I thought they were going to have to prize it from my lifeless, dead hands.
Yeah. It sort of follows on from the recorder content we had so much last week. But this is a music doctor from the States known as Wesley Johnson. He's got a PhD in music, and he specialises in making soundtracks to scary films sound jaunty, and he tells you how to do it as well. Okay. So this is what he does with Jurassic Park.
How do you make a soundtrack sound quirky?
The clarinet plays a staccato melody and everyone else accompanies with oompa.
So if you did that with Jurassic Park,
then it's very cute, harmless dinosaurs.
Ah, sounds lovely, isn't it?
Such an earworm.
Oh, it's not a scary place at all. I'd love to go to Jurassic Park.
Hello, Velociraptor. Hello, you. Oh, hello.
It's so
quirky.
You're
chasing me around the kitchen. Hey, little cutie.
It's so quirky and jaunty. I love it. I'll share it on my Instagram stories. You can talk about it later while I save you data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And this is it. The final talky bit of Thursday morning's edition of The Breakfast Show. And what an edition of the show it has been. Thank you for tuning in and joining in. If you missed any of the action, well, the brand new edition of the podcast will be available shortly, but it needs a name. So, Matt, this is what you're working with this morning. The works of Shakespeare, Sources and The Weakest Link.
We talked a lot about the stuff of going on early doors, didn't we? Yes, we're dumbing up, if anything.
Yeah, we are dumbing up, but we're dumbing up before 7 a.m. as well, which is impressive. I've been doing star jumps and squat thrusts all morning.
That was how Ian coached with the stress of 5 words, 5 grand.
The full easy peeler family.
What a line from Mark from the Guinness World Records.
And it's down to them to find the right mandarin for the job.
Yes. There's going to be a lot of fun with mandarins on this show in the coming days. I think we should go with the full easy peeler family, because what a revelation that was.
I totally agree. To find out the story in full, well, go get the podcast wherever you get your podcasts from. Leona Graham's going to be up next here on Absolute Radio. She has the Tea Break trivia and the details you need to potentially win £100,000 on Million Pound Make Me a Winner. As for us, we'll be back tomorrow from 6 a.m. So until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.